Live from KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Charlie Burman with news for Tuesday, August 13th. A local reproductive rights advocacy group is sponsoring an event that will present options for pregnant women in a time if and when abortion protections are endangered. The event takes place from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday, August 25th at the Pope Marine Building. It will include an inventory of local women's health services, speculative scenarios from a legal analyst, and personal stories from those who had to seek illegal abortions prior to the passage of protections in 1973. The event is sponsored by the Warriors for Reproductive Justice. Most recently, the same group presented a public sculpture called Our Lady of Choice, where the public was invited to leave comments on strips of red fabric. The event is free and open to the public. Presumably, they are encouraging attendees with opposing views. A special filing period continues until 4 p.m. Wednesday as 10 countywide offices failed to draw a single candidate during the regular May filing period. The sole local race is for the Port Townsend School Board's District 2, where the incumbent declined to seek re-election. There are three school board seats on the November ballot. Incumbent Nathaniel O'Hara was unchallenged for a second term for an at-large seat, while two candidates are facing off for the District 3 seat. This contest was created by a requirement that board members live in the district they represent. There is also some election drama in the Chimicum Schools boardroom. Former State Board of Education member Christina Mayer was a clear leader with 1,300 votes, or 53% of the total. Second place was almost a tie with Gary Frogner and Steve Martin, just one vote apart. In a vote this close, state law calls for a manual hand recount. The process for doing so will be discussed at the County Canvassing Board's certification meeting taking place at 1 p.m. Tuesday in the auditor's office at the Jefferson County Courthouse. The boat that is the subject of the film Maiden is making a pit stop in Port Townsend this week. The 58-foot aluminum racing yacht completed the 1989-1990 Whitbread Round the World race, doing so with an all-female crew that, typically, were told they weren't up to the job. This story became an award-winning documentary that is now showing at the Rose Theater. Maiden is scheduled to sail into Port Townsend from around Maristone Island at 3 p.m. Thursday. It will dock at the Maritime Center and greet the public from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Since running the race, the boat has been used in several educational initiatives. KPTZ 91.9 Port Townsend brings you local news at noon on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.